My father had a very, very tall windmill with batteries in a dirt basement under the house, and that created electricity for us.
Welcome to Golden Tidbits, the podcast where we explore the rich lives of everyday people, but with a unique twist. Each of our guests brings at least 70 years of life experience, with most having over 75. Together, we'll journey through their childhoods, friendships, education, and family dynamics. We'll travel down memory lane, twist through nostalgia, and arrive at a bygone era. Not all of these stories will be seen through rose-colored glasses, but they're always real, honest, and deeply human, something we could all use a little bit more of in our modern times. I'm your host, Molly B. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi, you are?
Joanne Jewett.
Joanne Jewett. And where would you say you grew up?
Red Elm, South Dakota, and Dupree, South Dakota.
Okay. And so Red Elm, like the tree.
Yes, it was a tree, and that's how Red Elm got its name, because of this big tree.
Huh. I'd not heard of it. I'm going to check it out on the map now.
Yeah. It's no more a town.
Yeah, right. So how many years of life experience do you currently have? Also meaning how old are you?
I am 93 years old.
Wonderful. And so that puts you born in what year?
31.
1931. Okay. And so how many children were in your family?
There were three of us girls, just three girls.
Okay. And were you older, younger? How did
I was the youngest one. My sisters were 5 and 6 years older. So I was the baby.
The baby. And by a bit, you know, 5 and 6 years can be. They were right next to each other, but then
they were real close.
Yeah.
Your part, and I was later.
Right. So for me, I just feel like I grew up in the country. And so when I would come home from like a long trip, like we'd go to Rapid, that was a long trip.
Yes.
there was no feeling like when you're getting close to home, you know, that feeling of like, oh, we can finally relax. And so I always love to have people tell me about their home, like when you're coming up to it, like from the driveway up to the house or something like that.
Well, in Red Elm, there weren't many houses. So I lived right by the highway and the railroad track, not far from either one. And there was maybe only 4 families in that town. So
really?
I had... Well, one family had quite a few children. And the other one had only a little boy, and he was my age. And so he was kind of my playmate.
Mm-hmm. And so was the railroad really active? Was there a lot?
Oh, yes. The railroad was active. Fact is, when the railroad men were working on the track, we would ride up and down on their little, I don't know what they called it. They went up and down the railroad for the workers.
Huh. That's interesting. Today they would just throw a fit. That'd be dangerous, you know?
Yeah. No. They let us
go
up and down the track a little ways.
And that was you and your friend that was... Yeah. Okay. That's so cool. So what was your home like? Like how big was your house? How many bedrooms?
There was 2 bedrooms, and all 3 of us girls had 1 bedroom upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and the folks had 1. It was a small house,
mm-hmm.
but we had lots of company and friends. Lots of people stayed overnight. I don't know how they did, but I think there was a bed on the enclosed porch.
Oh, okay. So were both the bedrooms upstairs then?
Just one.
Just one was upstairs, and that's where the kids went. And
all
then your parents.
3 of us had that bedroom.
And then your parents were downstairs.
Yeah.
And then you had probably a living room and a kitchen?
A kitchen, a dining room, living room.
Mm-hmm. And did you have plumbing? Did you have water?
We didn't have running water, but we had a pump, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually, my father had a very, very tall windmill with batteries in a dirt basement under the house. And that created electricity for us.
Really? That's very cool.
So we had probably one bulb in each room.
Yeah. And so that you remember from being really young, or what age do you think you got the windmill?
I was just young, probably, I don't know, 5, 6, somewhere in there. Because we only lived in, when I was 10, we moved from Red Elm to Dupree.
Oh, okay. And so then you moved homes, but...
Moved the house and all.
Oh, the house and all. Okay. I love that they did that so much back then.
That house is still in Dupree.
Wow. Okay. So what caused the move? What happened that they moved the house?
They moved the house because my sisters were in high school. And of course, Red Elm just had a little country school mm-hmm. where all 8 grades were together.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in high school, so.
So they went into Dupree to go to school.
So we moved to Dupree, and then my dad kind of business. He had hauled gas to the ranchers and farmers then. Had a service station and Texaco service station. And
your dad had a Texaco service station?
Yeah.
In Dupree?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very fun. Actually... my other guest has also, his dad owned a service station.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
And he had the John Deere business too.
Oh, for a while. Wow. He was quite the entrepreneur then. So how did you guys heat your home then?
Well, in Red Elm, we had kind of a kerosene stove in the living room, you know, for heat. And then the kitchen, we had the cook stove.
Mm-hmm. So. What did the cook stove use to heat? Was it wood?
Coal mostly.
Coal
mostly.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. What was your mother's role in the household?
Her role?
Yeah. What did your mother do? Did she stay at home?
She stayed at home then. And she did, I remember she did all dad's book work and stuff. She entertained a lot. We had a lot of company.
Okay. So people coming over and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then, so your dad obviously operated the service station and the John Deere dealership?
Well, yeah. Well, his brother helped him with the service station. But then he had this gas truck and hauled gas way out to ranchers.
Mm-hmm. In those tanks, those storage tanks. Yeah. Yep. My grandparents were getting fuel hauled even when I was little out to their place.
He did that for many years.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you didn't ever have a new sibling coming along. So you didn't get to experience mother having a child, but did you have any like little cousins or anything like that? Or?
Not really. We had cousins, but they were our age.
Oh, they were your age. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me what was bath time then like? What was the bathroom like? Did you have a bathroom?
We never had a bathroom till I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
about a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we were living in Dupree then, and Dupree got water.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was even the mayor for a few years.
Oh, really?
And when I was in college, and he got a sewer system and water system going in the town. We had water in Dupree, but he got sewer system going in the town of Dupree, about 500 people.
So. Right. Yeah. So before that, how did you just do a tub in the kitchen for bath time?
We'd have a tub and then we'd take turns, you know, in the kitchen and by the cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we got those old camp beds that used to fold up, there were canvas.
Mm-hmm.
We had one with the ends so we could take a bath. Open that thing.
Oh, okay. And so you use that instead of a tub?
Yeah, not very long, but.
Yeah. So how often were you jumping in this tub then?
Once a week.
Once a week. I've heard this before, so that's why I'm asking.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday, so you could be ready for church on Sunday? I'm starting to pick this up. Okay.
polish all our shoes and get ready.
Yeah. So speaking of like shoes, clothing, all of those things, how did you get those things and how did you get clothed and shoed?
Well, very seldom we would go to Mobridge.
Okay.
Mobridge and get things. And then, I don't know, I think it was mostly Mobridge. Later we'd go to Rapid, but I was probably senior or so before we started that. Well, before that, because I went my junior year in high school to Rapid City High School. So it was we moved at Rapid for about a year and then came back because of all my dad's businesses.
So you went and bought, like you bought clothes from the store. You didn't make your own clothes.
Mother made printer all our clothes.
Oh, she did. So you'd go to Mobridge and buy fabric.
Well, not really. She'd just redo old clothes.
Oh, okay. Old
coats, she'd take them apart and make us coats.
Nice.
Didn't have a bought and coat till I was about a junior or senior.
Wow. And but shoes you bought in Mobridge, like at the store?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you order a lot of stuff from like the catalog?
Oh, yeah. Sears catalog. Mm-hmm. We'd order things, but yeah.
When you sent off for things from the catalog, where were you sending to? Would it be like a local, like, you know how they had like a Sears and Roebuck and Deadwood? Did you mail to the Deadwood one or did you mail to some central place?
I don't know where we got it from, really.
I've always been fascinated by that.
I'd pick it out. Mother'd write the order, so I didn't pick it.
I didn't know. Oh, that's wonderful. But
when we, Mother and I ran the telephone office in Dupree.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, you plug in and say number, please. And
And then you do the switchboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So, okay. Did your parents ever go out on dates? Did you ever have a babysitter?
I don't think so. We all babysat girls.
Oh, you guys
other
were
people.
The babysitters. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think of any babysitter. If the folks went somewhere, my sisters were old enough to
take
care of me.
right. That makes sense because they were six years older. So. Did you, do you remember any of your neighbors or any of those friends you played with? I know you talked about the kid in Red Owl or Red Elm.
Yeah.
But, can you tell me about any of your friends or any of your neighbors that maybe impacted you?
There was a family that lived in Red Elm for a while and they had a bunch of kids. And one girl was my age, so I had a friend there too. And of course, we all went to the country school and kids would rising into school on their horses. We had a little barn at the school and for the horses when the kids rode in. So there was a lot of, kids to be friends with.
That's really cool. I've never heard anybody say they had a barn at the school before.
Yeah, it was a shed.
Yeah,
a barn
and then the horses would hang out while you guys learned.
Yeah.
And, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So, how did you keep in touch with people then? How did you keep in touch? How did you communicate with people?
I don't know how. They were all close in that little town, so we just run back and forth.
Okay. You weren't calling, certainly.
No.
Do you remember the first time you got a telephone?
I don't even remember. I suppose when I was in high school, of course, when we run the telephone office.
Right. You obviously knew then.
But yeah.
So what kind of chores were you responsible for in your house?
Toys?
Chores.
Feed the bum lambs. And my sister said I was very spoiled because they did the work and I played.
Siblings are that way, aren't they?
But I don't think I helped.
So you guys had bum lambs?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any other animals?
We had a milk cow.
Oh, okay.
But I never learned to milk.
Mm-hmm. Was something your mother did?
My dad.
Your dad. And then you had fresh milk all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
yeah. You couldn't go to the store and get it.
No, no. Did you have a fridge? Or how'd you keep things cold? How'd you keep the milk cold?
Well, you had a ice box.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, the ice would freeze really thick. I wonder, never does now, I don't think. But then all the men would get together and go chop ice in chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an ice house. It was halfway in the ground, and there was a roof. They put the ice in there and cover it with sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever we needed ice, my dad would go to the ice house.
Mm-hmm.
We had a kind of a big ice refrigerator.
Right. And so then the ice is what kept the fridge cool.
Yeah.
Not
that was the ice box, I guess. Mm-hmm. We didn't.
Yeah. Right. Well, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Icebox. I'm trying, for people who are not familiar with what an icebox is, I'm trying to break it down. I personally have not used an icebox.
Yeah. It was a pretty big icebox. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little one in my kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm going to have to check that out.
You. Yeah.
Did you have chickens or anything for eggs?
I suppose we had a few chickens. Must have. We had a barn for the cow, and we must have had a few chickens. I don't remember much about chickens.
About that, yeah. So what did you do for entertainment? How did you keep yourself entertained?
Oh, we kids would get together and play games, and I don't know. We just played games. And
what kind of games? Do you remember any?
Hopscotch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We go down to the park where that big old red elm tree was. There was a little park there. And we had community dinner, you know, picnics. And it was so we could walk down there and have picnics.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had a big cream cart that we put cream cans in. We'd take that cart and two or three kids, and we'd push them down there.
So it became a wagon instead.
Push us back.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Do you ever remember traveling as a family? Like, did you ever go on any vacations or anything like that?
Well, we'd go to North Dakota once in a while to see my father's parents and mm-hmm. our cousins there
mm-hmm.
at Elgin, North Dakota, which just crossed the line, but. And then eventually, when we got older, we did take trips to California.
And is that where your mom's family was?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm finding quite a few people have ties to California. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was. I remember going, we went when the World's Fair was in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
But I was young enough, I didn't get to go with them.
Oh, no.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I had to stay home with grandma.
That's terrible.
Yes, it was, because I was about 9.
That's not too young. Oh, I'm so sorry. You could have told me about it. Darn them. Oh, gosh. Do you remember what age you went to school? Did they have kindergarten in the country school?
I was 6 when I went first grade.
Okay.
They had kindergarten.
No kindergarten, yeah.
Then there were a couple young women that would come every summer and have a Bible school at the schoolhouse.
Okay.
And all the kids would come into that.
Okay, so you could go to that too and keep yourself busy all summer?
Yeah.
Huh, that's very fun.
They'd be there for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
They'd stay with somebody there.
Right, right. Somebody'd put them up and then they'd do some
sort of... That was really great.
Yeah.
They had a program and everybody came in.
Mm-hmm. You followed through with that and enjoyed it, obviously, kid fondly of it. So what was your school like, and did any of your teachers really inspire you, or?
No, not that I remember. We just all.
Don't tell any of your teachers.
If something happened, I've dismissed it and forgot it.
yeah.
No, I think.
Do you remember what the schoolhouse looked like? What was the building like?
Oh, it's still there in Red Elm.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh. It was just a big white building, and it was fairly new. And they had a bucket of water with dipper in it, and we all drank out of the dipper, put the dipper back in the pail, and we survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So you didn't have to bring your own water.
No, we never. I don't even know where the teacher would have. She'd start the fire in the furnace. And we had a furnace.
Oh, you did basement have a furnace.
At really? The school.
It had a basement?
Yes, it had a basement.
This is very fancy.
When it was winter, we'd play, go down there and recess and play hopscotch and other games.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be as cold outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we just had one bucket of water and all dipped in it and put the dipper back, and I guess we made it.
Yeah.
Germs and all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now they would just die.
They really would. I hadn't even thought of that. Oh, my gosh. It's like the garden hose kids, you know, you drink it out of garden hose is terrible now or something. Do you remember any punishments that you got, you know, at school or at home?
Well.
And what did you do to deserve
it? I don't know what I did. I was in the fifth grade. Whatever I did, my mother was really mad at me. She had a hairbrush in her hand, so she took after me with that, hit me with that, and it flew across the room and broke, so then I was really in trouble.
It was your fault that it broke after she hit you with it? Oh, mothers. Oh, that's funny.
That's about the only time I really remember. Probably a lot of times I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh. So how did you get information? Like, how did you get the news or anything like that?
Radio.
Okay. Tuned in and listened to the radio?
Every Saturday night I listened to the hit parade. And that would be the 10 most popular songs of that time.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I have a few of those that I wrote down in my scrapbook somewhere.
Really? And so then you'd listen. It was kind of like the hot music.
They'd play all the favorite songs of the week. And I knew a lot of them.
Yeah. So. You really enjoyed that. What did you ever get when did you get a TV, or what did you think of TV?
TV?
Mm-hmm.
I never had a TV till I was married for about a couple of years.
Oh, really? That's very neat.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a newspaper?
Well, we had the local paper, and the guy that edited the paper at Dupree was, he was deaf, but everybody write things, and he got along very well.
Oh, very, very neat.
We called him Jeefy.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, the adults and everybody called him.
Yeah. Huh. So what role did religion play in your life?
Very much. Mm-hmm. Very much. There was a couple of young men from Lemon, I think, or somewhere. They came and had a revival at the school. And so my folks went there, and then Mother had a Sunday school at the school every.
So your mom taught Sunday school?
Yeah.
What was that like? Did you like Sunday school because your mom taught it, or did that?
Yeah, that was the thing. We didn't have we just had Sunday school, no church.
Oh, really? And so how come you didn't have church? Was there not a preacher, or?
Well, we just had Sunday school for a while, but then we got so we drove to Dupree to church for a while. And I don't know.
Do you remember the car you guys had?
My car? The car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. My dad sold Hudson cars in the 30s.
Okay.
So we always had a...
It was a Hudson then?
Yeah, Hudson.
Yeah.
So.
And was it a 30s Hudson?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's so fun. Because
he sold those when he lived in Realm. Because he moved to Dupree when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so he the old cars all the time. So we always had a car.
Man, your dad was running around doing all sorts of stuff. He was selling John Deere, selling Hudson, selling gas.
Hudson car. And then in the war, he sold Kaiser Frasers during World War II.
He sold what?
Kaiser Frasers.
Oh, I don't
know what that is. During World War II. Okay. That's about the only car you get.
Really? I'm not familiar with them. I'm going to have to then research that.
Kind of disappeared.
Right, right.
Then he sold Chevys.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, and then he sold Chevys. My goodness.
We got to drive everybody's trade-in.
Oh, so you always got the... That's funny. Oh, my gosh. So how did you guys celebrate holidays? Which holidays do you remember being the most special?
We always have the holidays at our house, Christmas and Thanksgiving. But Christmas was the big one, and everybody came. And my aunt and uncle and mother's sister and their kids were the same age as we were. We'd go ice skating in the afternoon with my uncle and my dad. And then we'd have a big dinner. I can't remember if it was noon or night, but we'd have gifts. And then the minister from Dupree would come over and they could play the piano. And my aunt could play the piano. So we'd sing. Mm-hmm. Everybody would sing. Mm-hmm.
And this was in your house?
Yeah.
Wow.
In our house, everything.
Mm-hmm. So it must have been really full because you said it was a small house.
Yeah.
And so you had a lot of people in there.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. We just spread out the dining room, kitchen.
Yeah. Did you celebrate like Thanksgiving very heavily or with more Easter?
We always celebrated, but nothing.
Nothing like Christmas.
Christmas was a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds pretty fun, though, if you went ice skating and all of those things, you know, and then you sang. And so, you know, I would be terrible at that. I'm not a singer, but I know that people who sing well probably would enjoy that.
We do. Well, some of us aren't either. But I still have all the holidays here.
Oh, at your house. Yeah. So I'm going to have to come over for Christmas?
Yep.
I'll just invite
Christmas
myself.
Christmas and Easter and
Thanksgiving.
The 4th of July, always here.
Always here. Did you say you went to high school in Rapid City?
One year. When I was a junior, the folks moved there 1 year. Mother always wanted to live in Rapid. Mm-hmm. But then Dad was still doing car business and he had his station, so we moved back when I was a senior.
Okay.
And that's when we run the telephone office.
And so you actually graduated from Dupree?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember which high school you went to?
Well, there was only the one big one downtown. You know, that building is still there.
Yes. And they think they have a middle school in it now.
That's where it was.
Okay. Yep. I can't remember. I don't even think it has a middle school anymore. I think they moved that, but I know the building is there.
Yeah, the building's there. They don't have school.
Yeah, because it was a middle school when I was there.
Yeah.
But now I think it's... Do you remember, when was the first time you got paid to work? Was that at the telephone office or did you have a job before that?
No. When we lived in Rapid, I worked at a cafe.
Okay.
Waitress. That was the first time. And they were Greek people.
Oh.
And I don't know if you got 10 cents. Tip, you really thought you must have been. But she really taught me how to wait tables. Mm-hmm. And then we moved back to Rapid. And they came to Dupree and they asked the folks if they couldn't adopt me.
Was the answer no?
Oh, I didn't want to go with them.
<That's> so funny.
I thought that was odd.
Well, you must have really been somebody that they liked and enjoyed.
Yeah. Anyway.
Was there ever a job that you had that you just weren't good at?
babysitting.
You weren't a good babysitter?
Oh, I did a lot. Not a lot, but quite a bit when I was in high school. It was all right.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. I like that. Okay, what was it like when you were in high school, for example, and people dated? What was dating like?
Oh, I don't know. We dated, but I guess we went to ball games and just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were they doing, were
we'd
movies?
Go to somebody's house for a party, and a lot of times we just play games and sing. And
mm-hmm.
But we always dated everybody. I mean, everybody, not everybody. Anyway.
Yeah. Did you, how did you flirt? How did you know you liked each other?
I don't know. Just talking to each other. And in the summer, I remember we'd go on picnics. And
mm-hmm. Pretty soon you were hand in hand. And
yeah. Wasn't too exciting. Drive around, probably.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Do you remember something that was cool when you were a teenager that older people thought, this is no good, this is terrible, that these young kids are doing this? Do you remember anything like that?
Well, kids in high school did things like they do now, but not as much or as, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. On Halloween, we were kind of mean. Remember, we moved much of my dad's stuff at the John Deere place, blocked the road into Dupree.
Oh, no. That was like kind of like the senior prank that the kids do here. You guys blocked the road and the highway?
Well, it was off the highway. You drove into Dupree.
Okay. The main road, yeah. Gosh.
Out in front of his John Deere place.
And
that was a lot of work.
So that was work to be naughty. Did you do that very often? Are there any other examples I need to know about?
No.
All right. Can you think of an invention or something that was new that you thought either was ridiculous or you were suspicious of it? You thought this is for the birds.
Can't think of anything offhand.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat invention?
You know how TV had come into your life or telephone had come into your life. Now we've got cell phones, the internet. There's so many things that have changed over your lifetime.
I'm not very good at, I have a cell phone, but I'm not sufficient like I should be, and doesn't make any difference.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I use it, but not like most people.
Right. So what did you think about TV then? You didn't get one until you got married.
Well, we enjoyed it, you know, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
We just kept it limited to what our kids could watch.
Oh, okay. You didn't show stuff that didn't, you know, the kids shouldn't be.
Back then it was all good. Mm-hmm. Not like now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. There was a lot of,
it was news and good. I don't know.
So when did you get married? How old were you?
I was just about 3 weeks from 23.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I just say I was 23.
Yeah. How did you meet your husband and what was that story? Well,
he lived in Isabel and we lived in Dupree, which is
close. Yeah, those.
And he was out of high school before I got in. And I'd see him playing basketball for when they'd come and play, but I don't know then. I guess when he was in college, he went to several places, but he went to Chicago for optometry. I met him on the train one time. I was going to Minneapolis and he was going to Chicago. I knew who he was, you know. He came and sat by me and I didn't think it. Then he was going to write to me, but he didn't know how to spell my last name. So he asked his mother, and she never told him.
So she was ornery?
No.
Or was she trying to protect you?
Yeah, my thing. Oh, anyway.
That's funny.
Then he came, Dupree, and I don't know, we just dated. Mm-hmm. Because he came to Dupree every week for his optometry office.
Oh, he had an office there in Dupree?
Yeah, here and there. He'd go once a week, and I was working at the bank. His office was in the back of the bank. So, okay.
And you had a job at the bank in Dupree?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So he was keeping eyes on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And he had an office here?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so after that, you guys ended up deciding that it was good enough to get married.
Yeah, we dated on the weekends, you know, and I don't know what we did, but anyway, we got married.
Mm-hmm.
We just eloped.
Okay. Yeah. I think that was a lot more common to not do a big production and just focus on being married.
Everybody thought I'd have a big wedding, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And it lasted anyway.
Yeah. Right. And you saved all that money. And, you know, because weddings are expensive. So, okay. Well, what about, so you lived then in Bell and you guys had a office here for a long time and.
He practiced here for a year before we were married.
Oh, okay.
He practiced 1 year in Rapid, then 1 year here. Then we got married and lived in an apartment. He had a house, but his sister and her family were living there. So he was living with them. And so when we got married, we rented an apartment and let them stay in the house.
Okay, yeah. Especially if they had kiddos and stuff. That was nice of him.
Yeah.
So, and how many kids did you guys have?
I have four.
Four. Very wonderful.
Two boys and two girls.
And so as in your adult career, did you work or did you support him with the business?
I worked at the office a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not full time, but always worked Saturday mornings and whenever anybody wanted off. Then sometimes I was the only one that in between. Mm-hmm. And that at the optical, I worked with Steve for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. With your son. Mm. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I don't really have any more questions.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, so you're off the hook. I'm going to stop the recording.
Thank you for joining me on this journey through time with today's guest. I hope this story touched you as much as it did me. I'd love to hear how this episode resonated with you. If a particular story or memory struck a chord, or if it reminded you of your own experiences, please send in your thoughts or stories. Find us on the web at goldentidbits.castos.com. Or you can send us a message on our fan page at fanlist.com/goldentidbits, and we might share your story in a future episode. Your voice is an important part of the Golden Tidbits community, and together we can keep these timeless stories alive. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with anyone who loves a good story. Until next time, I'm Molly B., and I can't wait to share more Golden Tidbits with you. Thank you.